From Hollywood, Palmolive Soap, your beauty hope, and Halo Shampoo to glorify your hair, present the Judy Canova Show, starring Judy Canova.
Rome wasn't built in a day. You have to pay for what you get. I will be here when you find me. So come and find me, my little pet.
Great change is taking place in Judy's life. The mortgage has been foreclosed on her ranch, and Judy, together with her cook, Geranium, and handyman, Pedro, is moving to fashionable Brentwood, which is on the outskirts of Los Angeles, as what isn't. She's going to live with her wealthy society aunt, Mrs. Uppington, who is impatiently awaiting Judy's arrival. In fact, at the moment, she's anxiously phoning the Union Depot.
Hello. Hello? Union Depot? This is Mrs. Uppington of Brentwood speaking. Is the Limited on time today?
Sorry, lady. The Limited's 4 hours late.
What? 4 hours late? But you can't do this to me. I am expecting a girl today at 4:30.
Well, congratulations, lady. What are you going to name her?
Really? I mean that my niece is arriving today, and I'm giving a reception for her tonight. But your Limited is 4 hours late. I'm going to call up the president of your company.
Oh, now, lady, be fair. After all, the Limited was on time yesterday, wasn't it?
Yes.
And it was on time the day before that, wasn't it?
Yes.
Well, did the president call you up?
Well, I never. Winchester! Where is that butler?
Yes, madame.
Winchester, did you mail the invitations for my niece's coming out party next week?
Yes, madame. I have also taken care of everything for the reception tonight.
Oh, thank you. Oh, man, I'm so concerned about Judy. She spent so much of her life on a ranch. I do hope she's socially adjusted.
Yes, madame.
At her coming out party, I certainly hope she clicks with my upper set. Oh, my goodness. What am I saying? And Winchester, phone that railroad station again.
Well, here we are in Los Angeles, Geranium. Mm. Just think, I'm starting a new life. My aunt's going to make me one of them debutantes. Gee, I sure hope I make good.
Oh, don't you worry, Miss Judy. Remember, I give you a rabbit's foot on the train.
Yeah, Geranium, and that rabbit's foot came in mighty handy, too. Gosh, it was delicious.
Well, say, honey, you don't look so good for the reception tonight. You got dark circles on the eye.
Dark circles?
Yeah, but... Look who's talking.
I guess it's because I didn't sleep so good. You know, I don't know much about riding on trains.
Well, how come you couldn't sleep, Miss Judy?
Well, you know that sign that says pull cord in case of emergency?
Mm-hmm.
Well, I wanted to drink water in the middle of the night, so I pulled the cord.
Yeah, well, what happened?
My pajamas fell off.
Well, I had better luck, honey. You know the little old bell, Mark Porter?
Yeah.
Well, I rang it and rang it all day long.
Did you get any results?
Yep. Name is George. I got a date with him Thursday.
Well, listen, Geranium. Now, as soon as Pedro gets here, we better take a cab out to Brentwood.
Say, where is that Pedro anyway?
Oh, here he comes now. I had him get our luggage together.
Pardon me for talking in your face, Senorita.
Pedro, what kept you so long?
Well, they told me I would have time to smoke a cigarette between trains.
Well?
I tried it, Senorita, and I nearly got run over.
Oh, that's not what they meant, Pedro. Say, you're not very wide awake either.
Well, I know, Senorita. They shouldn't have put me in car 7-Eleven.
7-Eleven?
Gee, I rolled and tossed all night long. Well, Senorita, I can tell by the way your face is worrying that you are worrying too, no?
Yeah, Pedro, I'm worried about tonight. Gee, I'm afraid I don't know enough about etiquette for the reception.
Oh, then I will help you. For 6 years, I worked for the richest woman in all Mexico. Her name was Senor Carlos Gonzalez Fernandez Rodriguez Macombo Trocadero Jones. Junior.
Well, listen, Pedro, if you knew so much about etiquette, how come you quit working for her?
Well, I made a mistake, Senorita. One day at a big banquet, she dropped her toothpick, and I hollered, Timber!
Well, Pedro, now you go get the trunks and meet us at Aunt Uppy's house later. I'll see you there.
Sí, Senorita. Hasta luego.
Hasta lumbago to you too, Pedro.
Here comes the taxi. Shall we take it?
Taxi lady, try a radar cab. Remember the name, radar. Radar spelled backwards is radar.
Huh. Radar. Now, what does that mean?
It means when it gets dark, we pick up most anything. Hop in, lady.
Well, Geranium, this must be the house, all right. That's 1742 Ravenhurst Drive.
Ooh, look at that house, Miss Judy. That's what I call something with a capital sump. Well, I guess your Uncle Toby was a pretty rich man, huh?
He sure was. Well, I'm telling you, when he died, he had the first dollar he ever made. And the FBI has the machine he made it with.
Well, let's go on up the steps, honey. Say, you sure your aunt is expecting you?
Well, here's a letter I got from her. It says right here, says, according to the terms of the will of my brother, your late Uncle Toby, I am to provide a home for you and your household. Household. Now, that means that you and Pedro, too, is in there, see?
Oh, yeah. Ooh, man alive. If your aunt can afford to throw this reception tonight and then a big coming-out party next week, she must really be somebody.
I don't know, but she's in who's who, what's this, and who done it.
Well, let's ring the doorbell, Miss Judy, and get you launched into society.
Gosh, Geranium, I sure hope I put my best foot forward.
Oh, you just lean on me, honey. I'll be your rock of Gibraltar. Yes, sir. I may not be as big as Gibraltar, but I sure got the makings.
Well, here goes.
Sorry, nothing today. The woman from Fuller's was here and gave me a brush. If you don't mind, I'll give it to you. Good day.
Hey, now, wait a minute. I'm Judy Canover.
Oh, the niece.
Yep, that's right. I'm Mrs. Uppington's niece. And who are you?
I'm Mrs. Uppington's butler. My name is Winchester.
Winchester? Huh. A small caliber big shot. Say, Mr. Winchester, do we have to stand out here?
No. Come in and make yourself at home. But don't get any spots on the oriental rugs, don't sit on any of the antiques, and be careful of these hardwood floors. They've just been polished.
Aw, don't worry, mister. I won't slip. I got hobnail shoes on. Say, where's my Aunt Uppy? Ain't she here?
I can't disturb your aunt. This is her siesta hour. Every afternoon at this time, she warms up the radio and has a delightful interlude with H.V. Kaltenbaum.
Pa used to do something like that, you know. When his feet got cold, he put them on the radio and turned on Gabriel Heater.
Your aunt has arranged everything for tonight's reception. I understand your man Pedro is to assist me with my duties.
Yeah, well, where do I fit in?
I don't know. But wherever it is, it'll be a tight squeeze. However, you will preside over the kitchen.
Oh, Geranium came prepared. She brought her White House cookbook along.
White House cookbook? I don't believe I've ever heard of it. Who sells it?
Who sells it? Shucks, why do you think Eleanor travels all over the world?
Now, Miss Canover, before your aunt receives you, I might advise you. You must maintain the utmost decorum, adhere to all the accepted proprieties, and follow the stringent preceptions of our modus operandi.
Huh?
What's the matter? Don't you know the meaning of modus operandi?
Shucks, I'm still wrestling with decorum.
Now, Miss Canova, I want to warn you about your aunt's priceless bric-a-brac and objects of art.
Say, what's this funny-looking settee here?
That's a love seat. Swedish modern.
Well, what's it for?
Oh, geranium. Anybody knows that. You sit in it and make love to a Swede.
Now, remember, Miss Canova, your success at the coming out party depends upon your conduct tonight. If you do the wrong thing, your aunt will be as mad as a hornet. There's the hornet buzzing for me now.
Winchester, who have you been talking to down there?
Madame, your niece has arrived.
Howdy, Aunt Uppy. Put her there. Shake.
Oh, Judy, my hand. Oh, my dear girl. Where did you get such strong muscles?
Oh, I must have inherited them. You know, half my ancestors is men. Hey, y'all. What's that thing on your face for?
Oh, I always wear this eye shade to keep out the sunlight when I'm resting. Winchester, help me off with the eye shield so I can get my first look at Judy's face.
Ah, there, madame, it's off.
Howdy, ma'am.
Oh, my goodness, Winchester, put it on again. and is this geranium?
Yes, ma'am.
Well, geranium, you will have the full run of the kitchen, but you must look a bit more presentable. Don't you wear a girdle?
Who, me? No, ma'am. You can turn the loop, but don't fence me in.
Say, Andy, I got a little surprise for you. We brung our share of victuals for the reception tonight.
Victuals?
Yes'm. We brung country sausage, pickled pig's feet, and corn. But the corn's a little green.
Green corn?
Yes, ma'am. See, well, we can't age it very long. It keeps eating its way out of the jug.
Winchester, take this stuff out of the kitchen. Pig's feet. Oh, my.
Yes, madame. I simply adore pickled pig's feet.
Come along. along now, Judy. I'll show you to your room. And heavens, Betsy, someone broke the window.
Pardon me for talking in your face, Senorita.
Pedro, look! You broke the window.
Well, Senorita, it was the only way I could find the house. You told me it was a stone's throw from the station.
Now, what does this mean? Who is this strange creature?
Oh, this is Pedro, my handyman. He's from south of the border.
Well, don't tell me I'm looking at a real Pan-American.
And don't tell me I am looking at a real American pan.
Oh, my gracious, how could Uncle Toby do this to me?
Listen, Pedro, now you'll have to help Winchester at the reception tonight.
But good heavens, Judy, does this apparition know the duties of a butler?
Oh, sure I know, Senora. When the guests come in, the butler, he takes their coats. See? The footman, he takes their shoes.
Oh, really? Really? Judy, don't you think this is just a bit too much? After all, my dear, I've invited the cream of society tonight.
Well, say, what do you think I am, skim milk? Wearing my best Sunday dress for this shindig tonight.
Senorita, I think you cannot wear your Sunday dress. I have a little accident with all your clothes.
An accident?
See, all your clothes are steamed and pressed.
Oh, well, what's wrong with that?
On Wilshire Boulevard, a steamroller ran over your trunk.
Oh, Pedro, now I don't even have a decent dress to wear tonight.
Senorita, maybe Senora Opington can borrow you some of her glad rags. They do not look very happy on her.
Well, really. Really now, Judy, this is more than I can bear. We will have to make the best of the reception tonight. But right now, I am going upstairs and address 100 letters.
Gee, you mean you're going to invite more people?
No, I'm going to cancel the coming out party.
To Judy in her aunt's mansion in Brentwood.
Well, Judy, I have written the letters canceling the coming out party, but the guests will be arriving any minute for tonight's reception, so we'll just have to carry on and make the best of things.
Oh, shucks, Aunt Uppie. I don't know why you're so worried. I don't see nothing wrong with me.
Well, the very best people will see you, my dear. You are not well groomed. And I'm afraid you just won't be in the running.
Gosh, where do you want to run me? Brentwood or Santa Anita?
Senora, did you ring the buzzard for me?
Yes, Pedro, I did. I want you to mail all these letters and then ask Winchester how to announce the guests. They'll be here any moment.
Oh, Senor, I do not think Mr. Winchester will be with us tonight. He is what you call pass out.
Oh, my gracious. Winchester of all people and at a time like this.
Well, what happened, Pedro?
He ate only pickled pig's feet, Senorita.
Oh, but that's no reason for him to pass out.
Oh, no, Senorita. You don't know how pickled those pig's feet was.
What about the country sausages. I suppose they got a skin full, too.
Oh, this is dreadful. Making my butler sick by giving him that kind of food.
Oh, but, Senora, those were the finest pig's feet that was ever grew.
Not grew, Pedro. Grown. Grown.
Senorita, why should I groan? I'm not the one who is sick.
Well, never mind. Hurry now, Pedro. Mail those letters quickly, and then take over Winchester's duties at the front door.
Si, senor, I fix everything.
Oh, Judy, are you sure he can handle the guests at the front door intelligently?
I don't know, Aunt Uppy, but I don't think you should have sent him with them letters. Pedro ain't so smart. He might not know where to mail them.
Well, hasn't he ever been to a big city before?
Well, yeah, he went to New York once, and he cried like a baby at Grant's tomb.
At Grant's tomb?
Yep. He stood in front of Grant's tomb and shaking his head and crying, "Oh, Carey, you poor fella." I wish you could have seen him. It was a picture there.
Yeah, never mind. Now, quiet. Now, quiet. I must talk to you about the reception tonight.
About the reception?
Yes. Now, I want you, Judy, to be very careful of your manners. There will be a number of charming men present, you know. And, Judy, I don't want you to be too forward.
No, ma'am.
Now then, if a handsome man comes over, kisses your hand, and says you're beautiful, what do you do?
I don't do nothing. I just lay there on the floor and just throw cold water on my face.
Well, Geranium, what is it?
Well, you know something, ma'am? I don't understand these newfangled stoves. It says to put the roast in at 350.
Well?
Well, how can I put it in at 350 when I only weigh 242?
Do the best you can with the stove. The guests will be here any minute. Now then, now, everyone to his post. And remember, my receptions are a Brentwood tradition. Judy, I cannot understand it. It's long past time for the guests to arrive.
Well, ain't Pedro at the front door acting as butler?
Well, I most certainly hope so. Oh, that's the back door bell, Judy. See who it is, please.
Hello, who are you?
My taxi. I'm outside. I'm parked outside. I'm parked. Parking is fun if you got, but I haven't got one.
Say, what do you want here?
Well, my meter is tick, 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 went the meter. Clang, went the transmitter. Boy, my taxi cab is in terrible shape.
Oh, so you're a cab driver.
Say, have you seen any people lately? I'm missing a couple of people.
You mean some of your customers came into this house?
Yeah, they told me to wait. They said they were coming in for some change. I could stand a change. I went to Capistrano once. Maybe that's where I got this swallow.
Hey, look, mister, you better run along. I think you're mistaken. None of your customers are in here.
Oh, I saw them. I got 20-20 vision. 20-20. Ceiling zero. Roger.
Who was that, Judy?
Oh, that was a cab driver. He says some of his customers came in here.
Really? Well, that's strange. I haven't seen anyone. But I found a lot of wraps and overcoats lying on the drawing room floor.
Pardon me, but all the guests are here. How am I doing, no?
Yeah, but where are all the guests, Pedro?
Well, the front closet is crowded with them, senorita.
In the closet?
How'd they get in there?
I did exactly what you told me to do, senorita. You said when the guests arrive, take off their coats and put them all in the closet.
How horrible. Imagine putting the guests in the closet.
Yeah, when I told him to put them in the closet, it's a good thing I didn't tell him to hang them up.
Oh, Pedro, how could you be so stupid? By the way, did you mail those letters I gave you?
Yes, Senorita, but it sure was a funny-looking mailbox.
What do you mean?
Well, I couldn't get the letters inside until I broke the glass and turned a little handle.
Good gracious, that was a fire alarm.
Gosh, here comes the fire department.
Oh, we'll be arrested for sending in a false alarm.
Ah, don't worry, Aunt Uppy. They won't arrest us for sending in a false alarm.
Why not?
Well, take a look. Geranium just set the kitchen on fire.
Now, here is Judy to sing Tears on My Pillow.
Tears on my pillow each morning. I cry when I dream about you. When I should be sleeping, I just lay there weeping, wondering if you're weeping too. I'm trying so hard to forget you, but that's not so easy to do. With tears on my pillow each morning, tears that I've shed over you. Tears on my pillow each morning, I cry when I dream about you. When I should be sleeping, I just lay there weeping, wondering if you're weeping too. I'm trying so hard to forget you, but that's not so easy to do. With tears on my pillow each morning, I've shed over you.
Palm Olive Soap, your beauty hope, and Halo Shampoo to glorify your hair have brought you the Judy Canova Show from Hollywood. This is the National Broadcasting Company.
Well, folks, it kind of looks like I didn't do so good on my first day in society, but I sure am going to keep trying. Listen in again next week at this same time, won't you? In the meantime, this is Judy Canova in Hollywood saying, good night, soldier, wherever you may be. My heart's lonely without you. Good night, soldier. Tap to reveille. Find me dreaming about.
Good night, Judy. The Judy Canova Show came to you from Hollywood. This is the National Broadcasting Company.